is this? What is going on here?
Well, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man here in the building, storming in on us. Clarence, we're on the air.
Dunham Miller, it's me, Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man.
That's
what we just said.
Yeah, I heard you guys were going to talk about high school volleyball and thought I'd come and chime in.
Wow, that was quick.
What do you got?
Well, I want to tell you a sports story, and if y'all want to use it on the air later on when the light comes on and your mics turn on, maybe you can.
On the air now.
Anyway, it was me and Jean-Paul Sartre and Buddy Bell and Tara Reed, and we were all sleeping with each other and high on angel dust while working in a neonatal ward. Anyway,
Once again, a sports story
I wanted to tell you.
That's not
even a story.
Boys, I came up here just because I wanted to ask you for a little help.
What's wrong, Clarence?
This is so hard for me because I'm a prideful man. But I need help.
We'll help you.
I need help real bad.
Here, we've known you for a long time. Whatever you need.
I'm a Katrina victim.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm a Katrina victim. I lost everything. I lost my house, my money, my beloved wife.
Clarence, you live in an apartment downstairs here in this building.
I know, but I bet someone everything I own that Katrina wouldn't make landfall, and now she did. And it took everything I got.
What a poor bet.
The guy collected on the bet. He started sleeping with my wife, too. And because she saw him as a success after he garnered all my worldly possessions.
Oh, that is awful.
Oh, you shouldn't bet on hurricanes either. Clarence, that's a lesson learned there.
You guys ever heard of Mike Ducey?
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
I promised my maker that if I ever see him, I'm going to snatch off his toupee for taking everything I own and making that hurricane bet with me.
You made the bet with Mike Ducey?
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty safe bet on his part. It was obviously going to make landfall.
Well, I didn't realize then that he worked near a newsroom and had access to the latest of information. Hey, have you guys seen this new general manager for the Rangers, Johnny Daniels?
Yeah, he's just up here.
You missed him. Oh, really? Was he? A lot of people don't know this, but that's my great-grandson.
It is not.
Yeah, yeah.
You make stuff up.
Oh, yeah. I've known him since he was just a dirty thought swimming in his daddy's walnuts. I knew when he was still in liquid form. But if I remember correctly, it was a couple years ago at Johnny's 16th birthday party, Tom Hicks said he'd give him a job.
Oh, really? That's how this all came down?
Yeah, when it turned into a male.
Wow.
When he got some grass on the playing field, Tom said that he'd give him a job. Lo and behold, he did.
No, you're making that up.
Yeah, sure enough. And hey, have y'all been following sports?
Yes,
we have.
Yeah, really? Do you see where the White Sox are going to try to win a World Series for the first time since 1917?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I was on that team.
Oh, you were not.
It was. It was me, Shoeless Joe Jackson, Ray Kinsella, Kevin Costner's dad. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that Kinsella is Costner's, non-stage name. Julio Franco was on the team with us.
That could work.
Yeah,
yeah.
People don't know how old he is. He's playing back in. And see who else was us. Mayor Laura Miller and
Alf.
Alf?
That doesn't work.
Well, there's a whole bunch of us like that. Anyway, I made some a fresh batch of divinity if you guys want to
stop
down in the boiler room and kind
of
come down there and have a little snack with me.
All right.
Also, I'll make love to you.
That's
an old White Sox joke. All right. See you guys later.
Bye, Clarence.
There's Clarence the maintenance man.
Oh, I don't want to live anymore.
No, you're fine.
Don't do that.
Stop.